The governor hopes to expand a program that helps community college students finish their degrees. Liz Schlemmer reports.
Alamance Community College student Rosalyn Chambers knows what it feels like to have something stand in her way.
The second day of school, my car went kaput. It went out on me completely.
She was 48 years old and heading back to school full time to get her associate's degree in business management. She had to make a tough decision.
Are you going to finish what you started, or are you going to make an excuse and go get a job so that you can pay for a new vehicle?
She stuck to it. She caught rides to class with friends until she could save enough to buy a used car off of her daughter.
You might say, quote unquote, a clunker that she had.
Flash forward a semester and she hit another stumbling block. She had a terrible toothache.
I was in pain. I could not concentrate on the lectures in class. My jaw was swollen.
She needed emergency dental work, but couldn't afford it. Her only income was from a part-time work-study job. Then a classmate told her about the Finish Line grant. It's available to community college students across North Carolina who need help with an unexpected financial hardship. Chambers went straight to meet the grant manager at her college.
I was in his office one day and in a dentist's office the next week.
She received $1,000 for her dental work.
That's a lot of money. That's more than my monthly paycheck.
The program has given out more than 3,000 grants of up to $1,000 each since it started in 2018. It's paid for with federal funds secured by Governor Roy Cooper.
It's a very cost-effective way for us as taxpayers to help that hardworking student who just needs that little nudge to finish the degree or credential and to get that better-paying job.
Cooper initially proposed funding the program out of the state budget, but the General Assembly disagreed. Now Cooper's hoping lawmakers will reconsider and provide state funding to expand the grant to students at four-year colleges.
Because students in both of these arenas experience these kinds of bumps in the road.
As for Chambers, she got better quickly and even got another grant to put new tires on her old clunker. Now she's back on track to graduate this spring. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.